very few heroes out here, so you have to be careful. This is not about simple solutions. This is about assuming responsibility, folks. That's what it's really about. For 38 years, we've had a film showing that John Kennedy was shot from the front. What have we done about it? What have you done about it? We have made bargains with the devil over and over again, and we don't even begin to think about what it's cost us in terms of our civil liberties. And now we have to look at the Patriot Act. Now we have to look at what has happened to our civil liberties and what is going to happen to our civil liberties post-9/11. As the world is changing around us, don't ask about the New World Order when it's going to happen. It's here. It's happening right in front of your very eyes. You know, there's an old saying about how you cook a frog. You can't throw a frog into a pot of boiling water because he'll jump right out. So what you do is you throw the frog into some tepid water and he'll sit there, and you turn it up a degree at a time, and the frog will just sit there and let himself be cooked because he won't know what's happening. And that's exactly what's happening to you right now. Although I dare say if you've just watched your pension plan, your 401k disappear, well then, by golly, maybe you're starting to see that the water's being turned up. But let's just look at some of the things that have happened since the Patriot Act was passed. And some of the things that have happened now is that any federal law enforcement agency may enter your home or business when you're not there. Collect evidence, not tell you about it, and then use that evidence to convict you of a crime. That nullifies the Fourth Amendment of the Constitution. And says the ACLU, it doesn't even have to be a terrorism investigation, just a criminal investigation. That's from Section 213 of the Patriot Act. It's called the sneak and peek provision. Any federal law enforcement agency may, if they suspect that you are committing a crime, monitor all of your internet traffic and read your emails. Forget about it. You know, if you have a digital cell phone, that using GPS and a program called Carnivore, they can locate you to within 3 meters anywhere on the planet just through your digital cell phone. You have no right to any expectation of privacy using any email communication or any cell phone communication. So forget about it. No warrant is required. That violates the Fourth and Fifth Amendments. And we have a story on Carnivore. The FBI or any other federal law enforcement agency, according to Title II, Section 501 of the Patriot Act, may come to your business and seize any of your business records. And they can arrest you, get this, if you tell anybody they were there. There goes your freedom of speech. That's the First Amendment. The CIA can now operate inside the U.S. and spy on American citizens. That has been a prohibition that was sacrosanct since the National Security Act was passed in 1947. But as directed on November 13th by dear Mr. Ashcroft, it's permitted to share intelligence files with local law enforcement agencies and vice versa. Now, this is from Titles 2 and 9 of the Patriot Act, but let me tell you why that's so important. As I know, I've been there, I was a cop, I've written search warrants, I've done investigations, and there's a thing called the exclusionary rule that says that you cannot introduce into evidence anything that's obtained outside the Constitution or by illegal means. Well, we all know that the FBI and the CIA and all those guys have been wiretapping and bugging people for decades. None of that from the CIA or the FBI was ever admissible in a court of law because it was obtained illegally. Now, thanks to the Patriot Act and John Ashcroft, the FBI and the CIA can go to the LAPD, Chicago PD, NYPD, and they can say, hey, we have all this intelligence information. Dump the tapes on the guys. That then gets written up in the police report as a probable cause statement, which is just what led you to start an investigation. LAPD, for example, can receive all this wiretap. We received intelligence from the FBI or the CIA that blah, 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 blah. We went out to this place and found A, B, and C, which they already knew was going to be there, and they find that legally, then all of what they got from the FBI and the CIA now becomes admissible. There goes the exclusionary rule to the Constitution. There is no more exclusionary rule, period. Also, it works the other way now, that local law enforcement can share not only with the CIA, but with foreign intelligence services, as directed, Section 203. So now we're getting a global intelligence force. Welcome to the brave new world. So is this darkness beginning to sink over your consciousness yet about some of what we're looking at? We now have a new definition of domestic terrorism. Appear to be acts which appear to be intended to intimidate or coerce a civilian population or to influence the policy of a government by intimidation or coercion. So under this definition of domestic terrorist, You could be ruled a terrorist in staging a protest for the fact that $4.3 trillion of your money has been stolen, or there's no Social Security, or that the government is breaking laws left and right, and you block a driveway of a federal building. You could be ruled a domestic terrorist, according to the act. There are other acts which have taken place by the Bush administration outside of the Patriot Act that are very scary. One is that John Ashcroft had unilaterally decided that he was going to wiretap attorney-client conversation in terrorist cases. But that's the slippery slope. That is one of the most fundamental rights in the Fifth and the Sixth Amendments to the Constitution, the right against self-incrimination, the right to due process, where you can have conversations between attorney, client, husband, wife, priest, confessor, doctor, patient are supposed to be protected. No, they're going to wiretap. But then we had the military tribunals that could be conducted in secret. The person on trial could not even see the evidence against them, and they could be executed, even if a third of the members of the tribunal disagreed in the verdict with the defendant, not having seen the evidence, confronted witnesses, or even known what was used to convict him. How insane does it have to get? Now, people who are really wishful will say that there's a sunset clause in the Patriot Act that says it goes away after 4 years. And here's what the sunset clause actually says. It says that these provisions shall cease to have any effect as of some date in January 2005, quote, except in cases where the investigation was begun prior to that date. So there is no sunset clause, because all the government has to do is to say that they started the investigation before January of 2005, and they can run it as long as they need to. And that doesn't count the financial and money laundering aspects. Money laundering, that's a joke. The financial loss of liberty that has occurred as a result of the Patriot Act. Title III of the Patriot Act is all about financial restraints. The Patriot Act, in terms of drastic new requirements for foreign banks that do business in the U.S., you know, has really closed a lot of those loopholes, and you can bet they're going to be used very, very selectively. Correspondent banks outside of the U.S. now must respond to subpoenas within a very short period of time. I think it's 5 working days. To respond, to disclose beneficial ownership, they have to disclose pass-through accounts. They have to really become transparent in cases where there are jurisdictional factors as decided by the Secretary of the Treasury in collaboration or collusion, I guess, with other government officials and agencies, evidence that organized criminal groups, international terrorists have transacted business in that jurisdiction. That would apply to most of the Caribbean. The extent to which the jurisdiction or financial institutions operating in that jurisdiction offer bank secrecy or special tax or regulatory advantages. You know, that's the Caymans, Barbados, all of them. The substance and quality of the administration, blah, blah, blah. These are the means by which the Secretary, as they call it, or the FBI or FinCEN, can designate certain areas as being, you have to tell us exactly how much money is moving where whenever we want you to tell it to us. But I think we know that that technology already exists. Again, what this does is open the door for prosecutions and or confiscation and or seizure. And when you combine that with what's happening to the U.S. economy, it's a very scary picture. Basically, it is limiting the right of people to move, possess, control, or use that fundamental thing which guarantees freedom, which is their own hard-earned money. The Patriot Act is extremely strict on that. And of course, we all know that there's an element of selective enforcement that's applied to all of us. It's supposed to be directed toward terrorists, but Ron Paul looked at this. And one of the comments he made after reading the whole Patriot Act was, I think it's time for a revolution. Our forefathers revolted against much milder repression. And I had the pleasure of interviewing Ron Paul. He's in a videotape which I produced called The Truth and Lies of 9/11. It's a 2.5-hour tape. They also include foreign corruption offenses now as money laundering crimes. But it's like Ron Paul said, you look at the financial aspects, and it's a great hamper to the free movement of money and currency, and it is something which is probably more likely to be turned loose on the American people than it is on foreign terrorists. And I think we're going to see that as the other economic factors start to come together. Now, before we shut down, I think there's one great context that we have to put this into to complete the map. We haven't touched on the fact that as many as 15 world-class microbiologists have died under very mysterious circumstances since September the 11th. Most have been connected to DNA sequencing and research on diseases. We have draconian new health legislation in the form of the Model State Emergency Health Powers Act, or MEPA, as it's called in some states. You can find that on the website. It's now passed in 11 states. that will make it a felony to refuse a state-ordered vaccination, that will make it a felony to refuse a state-ordered medical procedure, that allows government to confiscate any personal property at any time in a declared health emergency without any recourse of any kind, without any due process. And we see the bioterror threat looming very large when it's really doubtful. I mean, there's great new evidence that Iraq doesn't have terror weapons, that the U.S. CIA is one of the only people who can make them. To really put the cap on this great exercise we've done in totally depressing your mood, guess what, folks? We are running out of oil. The world is running out of oil. World oil production will peak right about now, and it's on a bell curve, and it will never again go up. Oil is a finite supply. As oil is running out, the population is increasing, and the demand is increasing, and the economies are tied irrevocably to oil. Oil is 95% of all plastics. Look around your house. Look at everything that's within your arm's reach that's made of plastic. Look at the supermarket. Look at the chair maybe you're sitting in, your computer. Oil and gas are also fertilizers and pesticides. All fertilizers come from ammonia, and all ammonia comes from natural gas. 95% of all pesticides are petroleum-based. It is fertilizers and pesticides that enable 1 acre of land that produces 30 bushels of corn to produce 135 bushels of corn. We have already passed the peak of per capita hydrocarbon production on the planet, meaning every day that we live now, there is less hydrocarbons available on the planet per person, and it is going to continue that way. And when Dick Cheney says we're going to have a sequential war that will not end in our lifetime, that goes from Central Asia to Iraq to Colombia, where there's oil and drug money, you are witnessing a war to control the last remaining oil reserves on the planet as the wealth of the planet is being systematically moved into the hands of a totally ruthless New World Order. And I don't know how you call them. I don't know who Mr. Big is. My question in always, in every case, is show me how the money works. And that's why post-9/11, in spite of some very serious efforts to shut us down, hackings of our website, burglaries of our office, we've actually had microwave weapons trained on our office staff, including me. I've had my laptop stolen out of my hotel room in Sydney, Australia. We are still here, we're still strong, and we're still feeding you information as we build this map, because nothing will so much help us to survive, those of us who are not in denial, as having a good read on how the world works and what's being done to us. And the way to stop all of this is to identify it and to disrupt whatever timetable is being played out to implement a world that somebody has designed. But I'll guarantee you one thing. You didn't have a role in saying how it was going to look, and neither did I. And until that happens, I think my task is very clear, and I think yours is too.